Hi, this is Six Packs Diet, Artificial Trans Fats versus Natural Trans Fats by fitnessplanning.net. Today I want to discuss something most of you are not probably aware of, and that is crucial when planning your Six Packs Diet: the big difference between bad trans fats and good trans fats. Evidence shows that good trans fats are good in facilitating the loss of fat, cancer prevention, and muscle building, while bad trans fats are responsible for causing cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and body blubbering in general. With the media full of trans fat talks these days, I feel I should clarify a few things, especially regarding good trans fats versus bad trans fats, to help you in planning your six-packs diet. If the word good trans fats is new to you, let me give a short explanation in a bit. Foremost, the unhealthy bad trans fats that I am talking about are the artificial type. Bad trans fats are mainly all artificially hydrogenated oils, and the main ones are shortening, all oils that are partially hydrogenated and found in almost all processed foods, deep fried foods, junk food, and margarine. So a good fitness training plan and six-packs diet should avoid them. Such hydrogenated oils lead to inflammation in the inside of the body, which in turn signals cholesterol deposition on the artery walls to aid healing. Therefore, hydrogenated fats equals body inflammation, which equals blocked arteries. Now you can understand why heart diseases have skyrocketed since the loading of this crap into the food supply for the last 5 to 6 decades, and why bad trans fats are terrible for a six-packs diet. The new ambush of foods that claim to be trans fat free should not fool us either. If they contained highly refined oils, whether they are non-hydrogenated or not, they are still very inflammatory and therefore dangerous. Ultimately, and to get the best results with your six-packs diet, the best choice is getting rid of highly processed foods completely and using natural, whole, minimally processed foods. This will ensure a healthy body, good trans fats, and your six-packs diet. After talking about the man-made bad trans fats exhaustively, now let's talk about healthy and natural trans fats. And yes, they do exist. These natural and healthy trans fats are made in ruminant animal stomachs such as goats, cattle, sheep, and end up in the animal's fat stores. This means that the fat in these animals' meat and the fat in their milk is a source of natural and healthy trans fats, that is, good in organic, grass-fed versions only. The healthy good trans fats are believed to have the potential to benefit in aiding both fat loss and building of your muscles, making them great for your six-packs diet. You should note that trans fat listings and food labels allow food manufacturers to label foods as free of trans fats when one serving size has not more than 0.5 gram of trans fat. Hence, you have to be careful about what you are eating. And don't forget to grab your free guide to help you with your six-packs diet. Remember, you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/fitnessplanforabs. Or at twitter.com/fitnessplanforabs. Until next time, to your health and fitness, www.fitnessplanning.net.